Broadcasting live from the Brazos Landing, this is the John Moore Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Coach, I think there was just 10 entries last year, now 14 this year. How overall well-rounded do you think this group is, and how ready are they to compete in Eugene?
Well, I think everybody that's here is ready to compete. One thing about the group that we do have here is that they've been very consistent throughout the year. They've just been really locked in since we started back in September. We always talk about 40 weeks. I mean, well, can you maintain your commitment for 40 weeks? And this is week 40, so we got a good group, and we're looking forward to Wednesday and Thursday.
The John Moore Show is brought to you by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
They haven't really surprised me. I think the thing for me has just been they've been so consistent, so nothing will surprise me on Thursday, because we'll have two of them, two final completed on Thursday, so that'll kind of give me an indication of how the team is going to do with the women's pole vault and the women's long jump.
You're listening to the John Moore Show with the voice of the Bears on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
So basically, I'll be going to the meet just like the way I did at Big 12. I'm going all out, and I'm not trying to reserve anything, so I'm giving it all it takes. And there's nothing special anymore. This is my last one, and I've been here like two times already. And this is my third time in Oregon for the national championship. So I don't have to do anything different. So I just have to keep doing the same thing I've been doing the whole year, and hope for the best result.
Now, broadcasting live from the Brazos Landing, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Thursday. We are live at the Brazos Landing here right by the fast-moving Brazos River. There is a lot of water out there, and it is moving pretty rapidly outside. But we are glad to be here live from the Brazos Landing with Father's Day on the horizon. They've got some great Father's Day specials to let you about, and we want to share those with you coming up this weekend. Father's Day Sunday, but you could say it's a Father's Day weekend here at the Brazos Landing. I-35 and the Brazos River on the web at thebrazoslanding.com. Normally we would visit with either Claude or Becky Lindsay, but neither are here at this time. A medical event going on with Mr. Lindsay, and Becky is with him, so send our prayers to them that everything goes well, but that would explain them not being on with us as we take to the air here in the 2 p.m. hour. But nice crowd here, even at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and we will visit a little bit later in the hour with Mike McGraw, Baylor men's golf coach, as one of his former star pupils, if you will, Johnny Kiefer, is competing in the U.S. Open, has just completed his first round at the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Tell you, he shot a 6-over par, was cruising along until a triple bogey on the 18th hole, shot his score up to a 6-over par. But what a rookie season going, continuing for Johnny Kiefer. He played in the PGA Championship a couple of weeks ago, now in the U.S. Open. That is beginning today at Oakmont. We'll talk more about that with Mike McGraw, Baylor men's golf coach, coming up in just a bit. You heard in the Open, Coach Michael Ford, Baylor track and field, also Nathaniel Ezekiel, the best intermediate hurdler in the country, who just cruised through the preliminary round yesterday and is looking every bit like the national champion that he could win tomorrow in that event. So Nathaniel Ezekiel is there. The men ran yesterday. The women are running today, and that running and jumping today, that includes Alexis Brown looking to repeat her NCAA indoor title in the long jump, and we'll follow her, plus Baylor's pole vaulters, Molly Haywood and Tenley Kuhn. They could finish very high, and really today, the first day for the women's competition, might determine how Baylor might do as a team with those events going on, the long jump and the pole vault today. Kalisha Taylor is there in the 400-meter hurdles, Jariah Kelly in the 200, the relay teams, the 4x1 and the 4x4 for the Baylor women. Have a chance to finish in the top 10 nationally this year. They've got that many qualifiers and that many really good times and numbers turned in so far. Also on the men's side, in addition to Nathaniel Ezekiel, who we heard in the open, Igor Alaru is there in the hammer throw, the freshman, Demario Prince in the 110 hurdles, Demontre Callis in the 200, and the 4x4 relay team, which did run last night, the prelims finished last in their heat, so they have not advanced to the finals. Nathaniel Ezekiel, as Jerry Hill pointed out, did not run the anchor leg as he has been on that 4x4 relay team. Team ran a 309 and some change, not sure exactly what it was, but 309 plus for the men's 4x4 relay team. They did not qualify for Friday's finals. So the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships are continuing. The women front and center today. College World Series begins tomorrow, four games tomorrow, four more on Saturday. Opening round games from Omaha, Arizona is the Big 12 representative. They will meet Coastal Carolina in their World Series opener. That comes up tomorrow at 1 p.m. on ESPN. So that's a sampling of what is going on, and again, we'll talk more about the U.S. Open with Mike McGraw, Baylor men's golf coach, coming up in just a bit. We always look forward to our visits with Coach McGraw. Here at the Brazos Landing, again, open every day except Monday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. are the regular hours. Father's Day may want reservations for the Father's Day weekend. You can do that by calling 254-753-2778. 254-753-2778. They are on the web at thebrazoslanding.com. And, again, reservations would be recommended for the Father's Day weekend specials here at the Brazos Landing. They've also got that $12 lunch menu. I know a lot of you have taken advantage of that through the years. It is Tuesday through Friday, and that would be 11 a.m. to 3 for the $12 lunch menu. But so many great options available there. The shrimp, catfish, or chicken finger basket. I think Stretch's favorite, the Akaushi burger. Am I right? I know he's sampled that before. I can't say it's his favorite, but that is one of them.
He does love it.
He does, doesn't he? Okay, I thought I was right about that. So that is an option, the beer-battered flounder tacos, chicken quesadillas. They've got the blackened shrimp scampi. And I'm going to say Jerry Hill's favorite, the red beans and rice with sausage on the menu here at the Brazos Landing. So a lot of great options available. The entire menu available on the web, on their website, thebrazoslanding.com. And again, for reservations, 254-753-2778. Aaron, one other thing to mention is the NBA Finals going on. How about the Indiana Pacers? They go home and they grab a 2-1 lead on Oklahoma City with a big win last night.
Yeah, it's going about how I expected, and that's a good feeling when pretty much everyone else on the planet expected it to go the other way.
That's right. I just
thought the Pacers matched up well with them, and in general, this Pacers team is a fantastic team. They defend great. They've got scoring. They've got rebounding, and they've got bench depth. They've got everything that OKC does. I thought it was pretty close to an even matchup, and I gave a slight advantage to Indiana.
Yeah.
The series isn't over, but it's looking good.
That's true. While everybody else, pretty much everybody else, was picking Oklahoma City, right? You kind of went against the grain there.
I was questioning myself. Everybody, OKC right. To sweep, and you know, even after they won the first game, oh, it was a fluke. They were down 20. They had to have a miracle shot. I'm like, have you not watched them all the rest of this playoffs? That's what they've been doing. And then last night, they didn't even need a comeback. They just dominated and won the game going away. Great game.
Yeah, really good. What a great atmosphere, too. You know, I usually think of college atmospheres as being, you know, better than pro atmospheres in most cases. But, gosh, that was some kind of atmosphere inside the Gainbridge Pavilion there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and they had their own, you know, I guess every team does, but they had their own celebrity section. Obviously, Caitlin Clark was there. But
Right.
John Mellencamp's been to a few games, although he was crying about what's his face, the punter on ESPN. But
yeah,
who else was
McAfee,
there? Oh, Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the ex-NFL defensive lineman, was there. They had the celebrities out repping Indiana. I like to see that.
Yeah. So, very good. 2-1. A quick turnaround. Game 4 comes up on Friday, right? Tomorrow night.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, well, relatively quick turnaround. There was some time with the shift of the series, but now 2 games in 3 days there from Indiana. All right, very good. So 2-1, Pacers on top. Stretches here, and was I right, Akko Uchiburger?
Here's what I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
Today,
okay.
You know, you can't always throw them a fastball, John. I know you realize that.
Uh-huh.
So today I brought the heater up over the top.
Okay.
And you guess what I ordered? I ordered the John Morris shrimp and grits, and I'm ready to go take a nap.
Oh,
right over
the
here.
Shrimp
and
grits.
Nice. You did. And I need a nap is
that
what
is
I can
nice.
Tell you.
Exactly.
I can see why you eat those hush puppies and you get it to go because it puts you immediately in a coma.
Very good. I didn't lead you astray, right, with the shrimp and grits?
Oh, no. It's absolutely fantastic. I thought today, you know, last day of mini camp. Okay, Cowboys are in mini camp.
Yeah.
Hey, let me throw them a little curveball. Bring me the John Morris shrimp and grits and Podna. It is ooey good is all
nice.
I'll share with
nice.
You.
Nice. Very good. All right, thanks for that. Stretch, checking out the shrimp and grits here, part of the menu at the Brazos Landing. We are live at the Brazos Landing. I-35 and the Brazos River on the web at thebrazoslanding.com. Father's Day ahead. Don't let it sneak up on you. I feel pretty safe in saying that if you're looking for a place to take your dad or your granddad or, you know, whoever it might be for Father's Day, this would be a great place for it. And not just Father's Day Sunday, Father's Day weekend, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'd recommend reservations 254-753-2778. 254-753-2778. And we'll continue live from the Brazos Landing here in Waco in a moment. Back after this on ESPN Central Texas.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Is your AC running nonstop, but your home still feels like a Texas barbecue pit? Old windows could be the reason. Cracked seals, outdated glass, they let the brutal heat pour in and your cold air pour out unless you upgrade to energy-efficient windows and give your AC a break. Lower your energy bills, boost your comfort, and beat the Texas heat. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas at 254-301-7760. That's 254-301-7760 for a cooler home now. Lower energy bills and comfort you can feel. Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas. Your home and your wallet will thank you.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Central Texas is your flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
When storms come and your roof gets damaged, who are you going to call? Call Tanner Roofing today. Family owned and operated since 1956, they specialize in residential, commercial, industrial, and repairs. Fully licensed and insured and serving areas within 60 miles of Belton. Offering free estimates and discounts to active military and veterans. Call Tanner Roofing today for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial. Tanner Roofing, the team you can count on. TannerRoofing.com.
On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today. On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
Slovacek Sausage has found a great home in Central Texas, and we're growing with you. We have found so many ways to celebrate all the great things about Texas. Football, family, and friends, and so much more. We have all of the barbecue, specialty meats, and over 35 kinds of kolaches to make your next meal or gathering a great success, and we do all the work. If you're on the road, we have the best place for your pooch to stop and stretch with our beautiful dog park. So with the hospitality of Texas and our Czech heritage, vítame vás. That means we welcome you. At Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
Back with us, John Morris Show, on a Thursday live from the Brazos Landing, right off the Brazos River, which is flowing very quickly out there. There is a lot of water in the Brazos that is right outside the Brazos Landing. Great location here. We are just across I-35 from McLean Stadium. We're just across the river from Foster Pavilion, and always love coming to the Brazos Landing. Great Father's Day specials available for this weekend. But really, the great $12 lunch menu that's available Tuesday through Friday is really a great option as well. So we're here at the Brazos Landing. We are also brought to you by iPest Solutions in Hewitt. 254-855-6647 is the number. iPestPros.com is the website. They can take care of your residential or commercial spaces at iPest Solutions. Also brought to you by Alliance Bank. Alliance Bank Central Texas, two locations in Waco, one in Temple and one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank Central Texas. Visit with Mike McGraw, Baylor men's golf coach, coming up next segment as Johnny Kiefer has completed his first round in the U.S. Open today at Oakmont. Get the expert opinion, I mean expert opinion, from Mike McGraw on that coming up in a bit. The Big 12 did announce today the conference, how do they refer to this, conference schedule matrix? Is that what it is, Aaron, for Big 12 basketball, men's and women's, the upcoming season?
Yeah, the schedule matrix is the term they use. For the men, going to an 18-game schedule, back to an 18-game schedule. It was 20 games last year, which left no room to breathe. There were no open dates through the entire conference portion of the schedule. And the coaches, I think, were very much in favor of it going back to 18, which it does. And what they released today are the conference home opponents and away opponents, and then those that they play twice, both home and away. So the three home and home opponents, these you can count on being at Foster Pavilion, and the Bears will make the trip there, are Houston, Iowa State, and TCU. Makes sense. Those will be both home and away on the schedule for the Baylor men this year. Six remaining home games, these will be home-only matchups: Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah, and BYU, and Texas Tech. So those are the teams that will come into Foster Pavilion, and Baylor won't make the return trip to those locations. Remember, last year there were the two-game trips to Arizona for Arizona and Arizona State, and to Utah for the BYU-Utah games. Those will not happen. Those four schools will come to Waco this year. Then the road contest will be road only at UCF, Cincinnati, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia are the places Baylor will visit. The men will visit road only this year. On the women's side, they will play UCF, TCU, and Texas Tech home and away. Then home only will be Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Houston, Kansas, and Kansas State. Away only opponents in Big 12 play for Nikki Collin and the Baylor women: BYU, Cincinnati, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Utah, and West Virginia. So that is the schedule matrix released today by the Big 12 Conference for basketball, men's and women's. No dates set yet, and just the teams or the locations where Baylor will play these Big 12 games, either home or away, or for three opponents, home and away for the upcoming season. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mike McGraw, Baylor men's golf coach, get his thoughts on Johnny Kiefer's first round of the U.S. Open today, a plus six for young Johnny Kiefer. That included a plus three triple bogey on the 18th hole today. We'll visit with Coach McGraw when we come back, live from the Brazos Landing, where I-35 and the Brazos River meet here in Waco. We're also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0 Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Uninvited guests bugging you at home or your business? Pests can be more than just a nuisance. They can be a real problem. iPest Solutions offers a solution that's effective, environmentally conscious, and guaranteed to bring you peace of mind. iPest Solutions are your local experts in pest control. From residential to commercial spaces, iPest tackles it all. Whether it's ants marching in your kitchen, spiders spinning webs, or rodents sneaking around, iPest has the solution. They even specialize in termite control with eco-friendly, state-of-the-art solutions like Citricon to eliminate colonies. iPest Solutions trained professionals focus on environmentally sound methods of pest control. And the best part? iPest strives for 100% customer satisfaction. That's their guarantee to you. Don't let pests take over your life. It's time to reclaim your space. Visit iPestPros.com to learn more and schedule your free inspection now. iPest Solutions, serving all of Central Texas, including Waco, Hewitt, China Spring, and surrounding cities.
What's new at the locally owned and operated Brazos Landing? I'm glad you asked. How about chef-inspired chicken carbonara, chicken parmesan, or blackened shrimp scampi with Prince Edward Island mussels? Their menu also now includes a journey to Mexico, including Anaheim stuffed peppers, short rib chili relleno, Akaushi ribeye fajitas, elote corn ribs, and cheesy chicken skillet fajitas. Call 254-753-2778 for a reservation.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
You got a limp mic over there?
Oh,
it's up.
It stayed. Hi, guys. It's Jana with Advanced House Leveling and Foundation Repair. I was a little preoccupied with my preoccupied.
Yeah, I want pie.
Pie sounds good.
Pie. Want to go get some pie?
We could bring pie.
Who has the best pie? Somebody call us.
To your foundation repair.
No, I'm going to eat it.
Black Bear Diner has really good pie.
Really? Hello to y'all.
But we have really good foundation repair.
Yeah, we do.
Solutions.
We have some of the best stuff.
So Black Bear Diner for your pies, Opals for your hamburgers.
And Jimmy Meeks for fixing your house and dating your daughter.
No, sir.
No?
Just the foundation repair.
What about the sun?
No, thank you.
It's been a slow year.
No.
Nope.
Stick with what you know.
Which is nothing about women.
But all about foundation repair.
I do.
And our number is...
I've never said I do. 254-235-4922 or...
fixitjimmy.com.
That's us.
Employee pricing is back at Allen Samuels in Waco, and the deals are insane. Get a 2025 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab, buyer's choice. Get 1.9 for 72 months, or take $12,000 off and get 3.9 for 72 months, or a flat-out $16,000 off MSRP. Ford, GM, or Toyota owners take an extra $1,500 off, only at Allen Samuels in Waco.
Come by. Let's be friends.
You're listening to The John Moore Show on ESPN Central Texas. Now, broadcasting live from the Brazos Landing, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Back with us, John Morris Show, live from the Brazos Landing today, headed into Father's Day weekend. Some great specials we'll continue to remind you about here at the Brazos Landing. Safe to say, open Friday, Saturday, and Father's Day Sunday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They would recommend reservations, 254-753-2778 for the Brazos Landing in Waco. Welcome in now, Baylor men's golf coach Mike McGraw. And Mike, thanks for your time this afternoon. I had on my TV at home this morning, and then as soon as I got to the office, the U.S. Open on TV. I'm sure you did as well. And keeping an eye out for Johnny Kiefer. What did you see? What did you think of Johnny's first round today?
Well, you know, he played pretty well until the very last hole. He made a triple bogey. It was the ninth hole. He started on number 10 this morning. So he had a really solid round going. I think he was about 35th place. It's a hard, hard golf course. I don't know how he made the triple. I wasn't able to see it. But, you know, it's a great experience for him to be there. I'm hoping that he comes back tomorrow afternoon with a little bit better round. I think he shot 6 over today, 76. But, you know, it's a hard golf course.
That's something I read and heard about all week leading into the start of this, was how hard Oakmont was. Would you concur with that of what you've seen so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but Oakmont has always been a championship tough golf course. You know, tons of rough, amazingly slick greens. And, you know, if you had any weather conditions out there at all, it would be just an absolute bloodbath. So
yeah.
It's really good that that the weather was pretty good so that they could actually shoot some good scores. But, you know, and some guys are under par, so it's not unplayable. But it is definitely a historically one of the greatest golf courses in U.S. Open history.
I heard one of the commentators say this morning that it would be beneficial if they could shoot, take advantage of the weather conditions today, let's say that, because maybe they're not going to be as advantageous the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, well, they'll see the scores rise then, I promise you, because it's a championship golf course. You know, all that rough that you see at U.S. Opens, you could actually trace that back to 1950 when Ben Hogan was the greatest player of his generation, but he hit the ball so straight, he never found rough, and they started growing this rough to try to, you know, Hoganize the golf course, but they get
right.
Bigger advantage because he hit more fairways than anybody. Johnny obviously didn't hit that last fairway today, and I think that's probably how he ended up with a triple.
Gotcha. What do you think would be the benefits for Johnny, having played in the PGA Championship a few weeks ago and now playing in the U.S. Open this weekend? Would that be a benefit, you know, that he's been through a major like in the last few weeks?
Yes. I mean, the newness is wearing off of that. So, you know, obviously it's something he planned on doing in his career. He planned on playing and contending in major championships, and so he hasn't contended in one yet, but I know that there's nerves that you have when you're playing your first PGA Championship and now your first U.S. Open, but eventually that part will wear off and he'll figure it out. He's playing still amazing golf. Honestly, he is. It's just the U.S. Open golf course will expose you if you're not doing all the right things.
Are his skill set really built for even a tough course like this?
I think it is. He's a great putter. He's become a really good wedge player, and he's a great driver of the golf ball. So I would assume if he shot six over today, he probably didn't drive it like he normally would. But he's got the skills to play professional golf on any type of golf course. He just he's getting, you know, he's dipping his toe in the water here at the U.S. Open, and it got a little, I guess his toe got wet.
Sounds like it. Mike McGraw is with us, Baylor men's golf coach, talking about Johnny Kiefer now in his second major here in his rookie season. Mike, 30,000-foot view, what an amazing year this is, and it's not over yet, his first professional season out of Baylor. What a wonderful year he's having.
Right. He turned pro exactly 11 months ago or 12 months ago, a year, played his first PGA Tour Americas event, played 11 of those and played beautifully and earned his Korn Ferry PGA Tour card. And he's number one on the Korn Ferry list this year. So, and he was number one on that tour last year. So I think his entrance into pro golf has been, I'm not going to say unprecedented, but it's been, I don't think a lot of people expected that he would do what he's done so far. I did. He's got a lot of talent, and he's a great kid. And, you know, I hope he comes back with something 2 or 3 under par tomorrow. It'd be fun to watch.
And you know him really as well as anybody, know his game as well as anybody. So this really doesn't surprise you, you know, how he's taken the pro tour by storm?
No. Once he became a better wedge player, which he was already developing his last semester here, you know, you've got to be a great wedge player and a great putter. Obviously, it helps to be a great driver, but he's kind of slowly but surely gathering all the skills together that it takes to be an elite player, and he's done a lot of really good things in 12 months.
And, Mike, don't you think as he, you know, continues to get more comfortable and his name gets out there more nationally, don't you think that he's going to be a real fan favorite, you know, sort of like he was to all of us that knew him when he was here at Baylor?
I think so. You know, if you can kind of be a human and you've got a great smile and you've got a great personality and you have good sense of humor and you're a great player, I think people, you know, they gravitate toward that. So I think he'll be a fan favorite if he ever does win on the PGA Tour, and I think he will. And I look forward to that day because he was a coach's favorite here too, you know, and his teammates loved him. His teammates loved him here.
Yeah, we all actually did very, very much. What do you think? Do you talk to him? Would you talk to him between these first and second rounds?
I don't usually talk to players in the middle of a tournament. Whatever momentum or whatever they've got going on. If the player called me, that would be one thing, but
right.
I don't want to enter before the tournament and after the tournament. Leading up to the tournament, yes, but not so much during. You know, there's some coaches that if a guy was somewhat in contention, that he would fly in the last day, and I just don't think I don't think you do that. You support. He knows I'm supporting him completely, and he invited me to the PGA, so I went and stayed with him there, which was great.
Right.
But I think he's doing what he's doing, and I'm not going to get in the middle of that.
Gotcha. What is what would be next on his schedule after the U.S. Open this weekend? Do you know?
He's going to play in a long series of Korn Ferry events.
Okay.
He'd like to, you know, be the leading money winner on that tour if he is. I mean, obviously he's well on his way to earning his PGA Tour card already because he's leading that tour. But I would say he will play the rest of that schedule out as much as he can.
And not much doubt, is there, that he'll be full-time on the PGA Tour next year?
No, I think he'll be on the tour next year. There's no doubt. Yeah. And I'm really excited for that. But I'd love to see him get this all the way to the clubhouse, if you will,
right,
metaphorically speaking, and get it there where he's the leading money winner on this tour as well.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Final thought, how gratifying is it to you? How proud are you of, you know, the guy that he is and what he's done coming out of Baylor and really starting to make his mark on the PGA Tour?
It's really gratifying for a coach, but it's more gratifying when the player is actually a great person. You know, it just, that means so much to me, his commitment to us. To come back for a fifth year, and he was a second-team All-American, almost led us to match play at Nationals last year. That's something his teammates will never forget. Plus, he was just a good guy to have around, and he'll come back and visit often, which we all look forward to.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate you. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks, John. Sick 'em.
All right. All right, all right. Mike McGraw, Baylor men's golf coach. Great to get his thoughts on Johnny Kiefer, the former Baylor All-American, now really beginning to make his mark on the PGA Tour. He is playing in the U.S. Open. He had a first-round 76, 6-over par today. May not sound like much, but look inside that. He had a triple bogey on the 18th hole. Mike said he wasn't able to see that. He didn't know what led to that triple bogey. But up until the last hole, and he started on 10, so his final hole would have been the number 9 today. Up until that final hole, a plus 3, very, very good score on a tough course at Oakmont for the first round of the U.S. Open. We'll continue to watch him tomorrow, and then hopefully he gets things going enough that he could advance to the final two rounds at the U.S. Open at Oakmont coming up this weekend. Thanks to Mike for his time. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Live from the Brazos Landing, I-35 and the Brazos River, Father's Day specials on the menu. Those $12 lunch menu specials available every day, weekday, Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And remember, for Father's Day, not just Sunday Father's Day, but Father's Day weekend, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they would recommend reservations. Call 254-753-2778. And we'll be back live from the Brazos Landing, Waco, right after this.
Evolved recently in terms of designs offered, and now they include a wide range of styles, colors, finishes, window inserts, and hardware. Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Services boasts the largest showroom and design center in Central Texas. Plus, Precision can also install openers with cameras in your garage to monitor suspicious activity. Precision Garage Door Services, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco, 254-522-9657, and at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What's new at the locally owned and operated Brazos Landing? I'm glad you asked. How about chef-inspired chicken carbonara, chicken parmesan, or blackened shrimp scampi with Prince Edward Island mussels? Their menu also now includes a journey to Mexico, including Anaheim stuffed peppers, short rib chili relleno, Acaushi ribeye fajitas, elote corn ribs, and cheesy chicken skillet fajitas. Call 254-753-2778 for a reservation.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100-plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Allen Samuel Studios.
Required for the buyers at 6% interest for 72 months with $5,000 down cash for trade. T&L fees extra. T&L for details.
Get big American-sized savings during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr. Every pre-owned car and truck on the lot is clearly tagged with special pricing. Find savings like a 2017 Chevy Silverado for only $282 a month, or a pre-owned 2019 Ford Mustang only $247 a month. 100% credit approval is always our goal. Get here now and save during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr.
Richard Carr, we give you more.
McAdams Propane Company is one of the top companies in the great state of Texas that can meet all your propane needs, from residential home deliveries to big commercial accounts. Locally owned and operator, McAdams has been serving customers since 1996. Their professional team is dedicated to providing prompt propane services to all customers. No need to worry about using fuels that cost too much and harm the environment. McAdams Propane Company, located in McGregor on McGregor Drive, is putting families first. Check them out on Facebook or McAdamsPropane.com.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little bigger. Or it may be your just doesn't. Don't worry, give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing Service, LLC. Accurate, courtesy, trustworthy service. Axe Plumbing is backflow certified. So whether you have problems with your water heater, toilets, water leaks, sewer problems, Axe Plumbing will be there for you. Veteran-owned and operated by Tim Truax. Give Axe Plumbing a call today at 254-744-5554. That's 254-744-5554. License number M-45165. Give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing.
Now, broadcasting live from the Brazos Landing, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on a Thursday, live from the Brazos Landing here in Waco, where I-35 and the Brazos River meet. Great location. You could entertain yourself going out on the walk along the Brazos, right outside the Brazos Landing, or right outside on their deck, and watch the river flow by and everything that's in the river floating by. Lunch earlier today with Alan Holt and Pat Nunley, and they both live up the river a bit, and they were showing me pictures of how high the water is where they are. And certainly downriver here at the Brazos Landing, man, there is a ton of water out there and just continues to flow by. So a lot of rain, maybe, Aaron, I'm going to say maybe done for the day, but I don't know.
Kind of looks that way.
Say that. Yeah, but I'm not going to say that definitively.
Right, right.
We have had so much lately. I got to mow at some point. Grass is growing so fast because of all the rain. Not a bad thing. Thank the Lord for the rain.
This is funny. Went by Barrera's out in Hewitt earlier today and talking to Kevin Barrera and Diane Barrera, and she actually said somebody called them and asked if they had something to slow down their grass from growing, that it was growing too fast because of the rain.
Right.
Asked for something to slow down their grass growing. And I said, what did you say to this person? And she said, no, sorry, we don't have anything for that. But so opposite of what people would normally be asking for. How do you make your grass grow better and be greener and everything? So kind of interesting with all the rain we've had here in Central Texas. All right, let's share some birthdays for you, then move out of the way. Stretch is here. He's up from his nap, and he'll be on with us here in a moment. Birthdays today, it is Micah Odom's birthday with Baylor Women's Basketball, Assistant Director of Operations for Nikki Collin and her staff. Happy birthday to Micah Odom. It is Adam Hochfelder's birthday. Adam was with Host Communications. I'm not sure what that's called now. Or maybe he's moved. He is the president at Sports in Action, Highfield Marketing. So, Adam Hochfelder, happy birthday to him. It is Sam Erger's birthday today. Sam, former assistant coach for Baylor Volleyball, now off to a really great start as the head coach for SMU Volleyball. They have had a couple of really big seasons. I remember they beat then top-ranked Pittsburgh in Dallas this past season. So Sam Erger's birthday is today up at SMU. Adam Toth's birthday is today, former Baylor baseball outfielder. Happy birthday to him. Ronnie Davis's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Ronnie. Great guy. If you know him, you know what I'm talking about. Happy birthday to Ronnie Davis. It is Brett Doe's birthday, former Baylor baseball catcher. Happy birthday to him. David Cook's birthday is today. Formerly on staff, he was on staff for a while in our sports ministry department and really on his own. David Cook is the author of the book, Seven Days in Utopia, which is a great book turned into a movie, and just a great guy. So happy birthday to David Cook today. It is also John Durham's birthday today. John, the pastor at Highland Baptist Church here in Waco, very highly respected and well thought of, and does a tremendous job at Highland. Happy birthday to John Durham. And can I say this? One more birthday to give you today. It's Claude Lindsay's birthday today. And we said to Becky when we were texting with her earlier today, she told us about a health situation with Claude. And I said, that's a heck of a way to spend your birthday. And she said, I know. So, again, we wish the best to Claude Lindsay and Becky. But Claude on his birthday today. Happy birthday to him. Kind of strange to be here at the Brazos Landing, and he and Becky not here in their familiar seats at their table. But happy birthday to Claude Lindsay today. All right, that's a good birthday list. Aaron, you said yours is a short one.
It
Tell
is.
Us what you have.
It is a list.
Like about as
it's
short
not a list.
As it can
it's a
be.
Name.
One name.
Yeah, I looked, man. I really did due diligence to try to find some more birthdays worthy of my list. I just couldn't do it. So we will give the honor of being the one and only person on my birthday list to the great Hall of Fame broadcaster, Marv Albert, who is 84
nice.
Years young.
Very good. And Marv fully retired now, is he?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, but worked for many, many years. And for a lot of people, really the voice of NBA basketball.
NBA basketball. He was for me growing up.
It
was incredible.
And a big voice in the New York market as well. So Marv Albert, a guy, and then his brothers also, Steve and Kenny Albert, followed him. I think Marv is the oldest, but those guys followed him into sports casting as well. So that's a good one. If you only have one on your list, that's a good
that's
one.
That's true. That's a great point. Might as well be a Hall of Fame broadcaster, one of the best
ever. Right, right, exactly. All right, we're going to move out of here, make room for Stretch coming up next. Remind you again, we are live at the Brazos Landing here in Waco. We are right off I-35. We are across the interstate from McLean Stadium. If you're trying to locate where we are, across from McLean Stadium, right across the river from Foster Pavilion, the fast-flowing Brazos River right outside. You can overlook that on the deck outside here. They've got the inside dining with the wrapped silverware and the tablecloths. They've got the outside Swamp Shack, Buzzer Billy look outside. So whatever your heart desires, they've got it here at the Brazos Landing. And a great spot for Father's Day Sunday or Father's Day weekend. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Normal schedule is every day except Monday, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So keep that in mind. Mondays, Becky would say, is their deep cleaning day of everything, and then right back at it at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. They've got the $12 lunch menu that is available Tuesdays through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Some great offerings there. We talked about those earlier, and that's available every weekday that they are open. So Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the $12 lunch menu here at the Brazos Landing. Missing Becky and Claude Lindsay today, not here with us, and certainly prayers are with Claude and Becky as they take care of a medical situation today. Father's Day this weekend, they'd recommend reservations. Call 254-753-2778. 254-753-2778. You can make your reservation, reserve your spot here at the Brazos Landing. You can also go online, see their entire menu. What I gave you were some of the highlights from the lunch menu, but a very robust menu here at the Brazos Landing. All of it's available on the web at thebrazoslanding.com. We thank them for their hospitality. Thanks to Mike McGraw, who was on with us, Baylor men's golf coach, following Johnny Kiefer in the U.S. Open. Johnny with a 6-over 76 today in the first round from Oakmont, but that 76 included a triple bogey on his final hole. He started on 10, so that was hole number 9 today, but a 76 for Johnny Kiefer. Second round comes up tomorrow for the former Baylor golf All-American. Thanks to Coach McGraw, who was on with us. Thanks to Aaron making things work in the Alan Samuel Studios. And folks, stay tuned. Stretch is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
I don't think so, John. I think you've covered it all.